Hey guys, this is Gabe Andrade, the lead pastor of Tree of Life Church. Our vision is to lead people to become all-in followers of Jesus Christ. Our hope is that this podcast inspires you to grow deeper in your relationship with God and others. Enjoy this message.
So what is the atmosphere like in your home? What is the pervasive mood? What kind of vibes are you giving off? We've had seasons in my home where there was more hostility than harmony, more frustration than times of fun. We've done more yelling than laughing. I've been so edgy at times instead of easygoing, or super defensive instead of disarming. And so we've had chaos in our home and instead of order and clarity. And so maybe you're going through some of that in this season. And I just want to share that with you because we can relate. My wife and I, we can definitely relate, especially in this season. And what we're doing as the people of God and as a church, we are reestablishing our culture in our homes, God's culture in our homes. And I think that's super important because the atmosphere, it's really impacted by the culture. And so the culture, it has to do with the set of beliefs that determines behavior. It's our values. It's what we deem important. And so as a church, as the people of God, we are declaring Joshua 24:15. Let's do this together. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. The title of today's message has everything to do with the atmosphere in your home. The title is, We Will Have Peace. Would you repeat that with me? This is a declaration. We will have peace. Now, there are some things that you can do to feel better for the so that the atmosphere could be right. And you can definitely experience peace when it comes to minimizing how much news you watch, so that you're not anxious. That's gonna help. If you focus on the right things, you'll have peace. If you eat better, if you exercise, if you read more, watch less TV, if you wake up early, set some goals, discipline yourself, have better habits, that's all gonna help. If you definitely spend some time with the Lord in the morning because life is demanding, your kids are demanding, your homeschooling, all the above, and that's great, that's good. But the peace that I'm talking about, it's a supernatural peace. It's a divine peace. It's a peace that God gives us. It's a heavenly peace. Now, in the Bible, in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah the prophet, he foretells of Jesus more than any other prophet in the Bible. The people of God are going through a crisis. They're going through a difficult time. And this is the word that God put in my heart for you. And this is found in Isaiah chapter 32, 16 through 20. It says, the Lord's justice will dwell in the desert. Now, I want you to think about the desert. It's a barren place. His righteousness live in the fertile field. Righteousness means to be right with God, to be in right standings with God. The fruit of that righteousness will be peace. When we are right with God, we will experience peace. Its effect will be quietness, wow, and confidence forever. My people will live in peaceful dwelling places, in secure homes, in undisturbed places of rest. Can someone please shout, amen. Though hell flattens the forest and the city is completely or leveled completely, how blessed you will be. Sowing your seed by every stream and letting your cattle and donkeys range free. Now they were farmers, so it applied to them and it applies to us too. This is a crisis that the people were going through. It was a crisis that they were going through. And I believe we're going through a difficult time in this season. And if you receive this word, if you believe it, I believe your atmosphere will shift in your home. So here's what I'm believing for us. Here's what I'm believing for you. That in this season, you can experience tranquility. You can experience rest, even though there's a lot of stress going on, even though there's a lot of panic, you can have peace in your home. I believe that in this season, you can experience health and healing. It doesn't mean we're exempt from problems and suffering. It just means that God is with us. We can experience the presence of God in our homes. You can get along with your loved ones. You can experience some good times in this season. I do believe that. And so I have three questions for you that will help you assess where you are. And these questions will help you establish peace in your home. And so the first question is, are we united? That's an important question to ask. Are we united? If there is no unity, there will be no peace. Peace is a byproduct of unity. Now, Jesus said in Mark 3:24 that if a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom will not stand. Now, we can substitute the word kingdom for family. If a family or marriage, organization, church, nation is divided against itself, that family, that marriage will not stand. You know the saying that united we stand and divided we fall? I'm pretty sure it came from this scripture. Now, when you think of our nation is divided. When it comes to politics, when it comes to race, when it comes to gender, when it comes to religion, when it comes to science, some people believe in vaccines, some people do not. Our nation is divided, but as the people of God, in our homes, it's important for us to be united. Why? Because in Psalms 133, the Bible says that God commands the blessing when there is unity. Amos 3:3 says this, "How can two walk together unless they agree?" Now, my wife and I, we've had to learn to agree to disagree. We don't agree on absolutely everything. When it comes to politics, we've had some disagreements. When it comes to parenting, we've had some issues. And when it comes to food, can you believe that? Everybody knows that I love Mexican food, chips and salsa all day. All my taco people say, hey, I love tacos. And we've had some disagreements in that area. But, you know, thankfully, she works with me with that. But Proverbs 17:1 says this, "Better a dry crust eaten in peace than a house filled with feasting and conflict." So we've learned, hey, just to work that out. But when it comes to the important things, like our faith, what do we believe about God? What's our theology? What do we believe about others? We've had to come into agreement. You see, Jesus taught us to pray this prayer, "Our Father, which are in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven." That is a prayer of alignment. That's coming into unity with God's will, coming into an agreement with heaven's agenda. That's important. Now, let me ask you this question. Are you united with God's will? Your thoughts. What does the word of God say about the way you think? Your words, the words that you speak, are you in alignment? Are you united with God's word? When it comes to your actions, I know there are bad habits, there are sin issues, and those things are rising to the surface right now. Are you united with God's will? Does your lifestyle please Him? That's an important question. Then we ask, are we united with our spouses? Are we united in our household, with our family? This question will help you assess, and it'll help you, and it would lead you to a place of unity so that you can experience peace. The second question is, what are you fighting for? It's important to ask the question, what are we fighting for? Because I know what it's like to fight the bad fight of fear instead of the good fight of faith. I know what it's like to fight against my wife and against my children, against friends and family, and that's the wrong fight. Because typically speaking, when we're fighting someone, it's self-centered. We're protecting our wounds, our hurts. We feel disrespected. We feel dishonored. We feel taken advantage of. Someone's not being grateful. And so we're fighting to preserve ourselves. I know what it's like to fight against the will of God. I know what it's like to fight the enemy within me, to struggle with my sinful nature. I know what it's like to battle and to have all these issues. I've been there and I've done that. But it's important for us to know what we're fighting for. What's our purpose? What's our mission? If we have a mission, then we take the focus off ourselves and we fight for a good cause. And when we come together, when we unite, we ask the question, what are we fighting for? Now, the titles given to Jesus found in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6, they are militant titles. They're given to a king and to the King of Kings, that He is wonderful, He is counselor, He is a mighty God, He is the everlasting Father, and He is the Prince of Peace. And then the scripture later says in the next verses that the Lord of heaven's armies will accomplish this. These are militant terms. And God fights for us. And that's beautiful. Exodus 14:14 says, "The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. You are only to be still That's what the scripture says. Now, the Hebrew word for peace is shalom, which means completeness and wholeness. Now, in the original language, Hebrew is written from right to left, and it's read from right to left. English, for us, it's written from left to right, and we read it from left to right. But in Hebrew, the word shalom, Hebrew is written in symbols, in word pictures. And the first symbol for the word shalom is strong teeth, which means to destroy. The second symbol is a shepherd's staff, which means authority. The third symbol is a tent peg, which means to attach. And the fourth symbol, the fourth picture that we see is chaos. It's troubled waters, which means chaos. So when you put that together, here's what shalom means. To destroy authority attached to chaos. I want to repeat that again. Shalom means to destroy authority attached to chaos. This is such good news for us because Isaiah 57:19 says this, creating praise on their lips. God wants us to speak life. He wants us to praise because it shifts the atmosphere. He wants us to worship because it does something to the room. It does something to our mind. It does something to our heart, to our soul. It shifts the atmosphere, creating praise on their lips. We're going to exalt God above all the chaos and all the problems. Peace, peace, shalom, shalom, to destroy the authority attached to chaos. When you hear it twice, it's going forth. It's accomplishing a mission. It's going forth before you. It says this, peace, peace to those far and near, says the Lord, and I will heal them. See, God sends His word ahead. He sends peace ahead, and it destroys the authority attached to chaos. And I'm believing that for your life. Chris Gore, he is a man of God, and he was on his way to the airport, and he gives his testimony that there was a woman that wanted him to pray for her because she wanted to pray for her daughter named Hope that had a severe learning disability. She had cognitive problems. She was dealing with a lot of social anxiety. And the woman believed that if I can just get this man of God, Chris Gore, to pray for my daughter, I believe she will be healed. So on his way out of the meeting, he was in a rush. He just simply said, pray this over your daughter, Hope. I pray heaven's shalom over Hope now in Jesus' name. And so she went home and prayed for her daughter, Hope. She prayed the exact prayer, I pray heaven's shalom over you in Jesus' name. And she was healed within that week. Isn't that amazing and powerful? I'm believing that shalom, shalom goes forth for you and it heals you. It destroys the authority attached to the chaos in your home. If there's strife, shalom, shalom. If there's sin issues, if there's sicknesses, if there's division, whatever it is that you're going through, if the enemy is involved, I speak shalom, shalom in your home. I speak shalom over your mind, over your body, over your marriage, over your family. In Jesus' mighty name. And I believe that miraculous things will happen. The third question is, do we have peace? Do we have shalom? I'm not just talking about any peace. I'm talking about God's peace. Do we have heaven's peace? There's a Jewish term that is shalom aleichem. Shalom aleichem, which means peace be with you or peace remain with you. Now, peace is tangible. Now, you can't see an atmosphere, but you can sense it. It's something happening in the unseen realm. I know it's mysterious, but there is a physical realm, the things that we see, and then there is a spiritual realm. And the physical realm is a reflection of the things that you cannot see. So Jesus, He gives His disciples, His followers, authority, and He gives them power to cast out bad spirits that are within people and in homes, and to heal the sick. And He says something very powerful. When you enter into a home, when you evangelize, when you spread the good news, He says, make sure that you speak this. Now, we'll see this in Luke chapter 10, 5 and 6. When you enter a house, first say, see, in the kingdom of God, nothing happens until you speak, until you say things, until you declare things. So speaking into an atmosphere is essential. First say, peace to this house, shalom to this house. to destroy authority attached to chaos. Speak to the atmosphere first. Shift the atmosphere first. If someone who promotes peace is there, your peace will rest on them. Isn't that beautiful? If not, it will return to you. That's fascinating that you can receive peace, then you can give it to somebody. And if somebody within the household is receptive, believes, is humble, if they promote peace, then your peace that you receive will rest on them. When I enter into a school, a workplace, a home, when I evangelize, one of the first things I say is peace, shalom. May the peace of God that has been given to me be with you. And that's a beautiful and powerful thing. Now, in your homes, you can declare shalom. You can declare peace. I had the privilege of leading and being a part of the transformation of a friend of mine. His name is Roel. Several years ago, he used to be an atheist. He didn't believe in God. He was addicted to alcohol. He was depressed. He was addicted to cigarettes. And he used to claim to be a devil worshiper just to scare people. And I got to witness his life change, you know, completely upside down, 360 degrees. I mean, God just did such a great work in his life. And so he was in a deliverance meeting. Basically, he was being prayed for because he had some areas in his life where he was in bondage. He was stuck. And as he was being delivered, he was being set free. He was in the presence of God. The atmosphere was right. And he heard in his heart, shalom. He heard in his heart, peace. But in Hebrew, shalom, he didn't know what that meant. So he asked somebody, what does shalom mean? And they said, it means peace. At that very moment, he falls to the ground in humility. He's crying and he's receiving the peace of God because he didn't have any shalom in his life. And the shalom, heaven's shalom, it destroyed the authority attached to chaos in his life. And I believe God wants to do the same thing with you in your home and with your family and in your marriage. If you receive shalom, shalom, I believe by faith it will happen for you. So here's the questions. Again, are we united? It's time to talk about that. Have those discussions within your home. And another one, what are you fighting for? Revisit the purpose, the mission, the values. Revisit, what are we fighting for? What's important to us? And then the third one, do we have God's peace? If you do not have God's peace, I believe that right now you can receive it. Just admit, just repent. Take a moment to say, God, I repent. I've been operating in fear. I repent that I've been complaining instead of being grateful. I repent. Take a few moments to have a change of mind, change of heart that leads to a change in directions. And just receive the shalom right now. Receive the shalom from heaven right where you are. Now, there are some that do not have peace with God, that you have yet to receive salvation. Today is the day for your salvation. You can receive shalom from heaven right now. The first step is to admit that you have sinned against God and that you have sinned against others. We've all sinned and fallen short of God's glorious standard. Just take a moment to say, you know what? I have been divided with God. I've been selfish. I've lived a prideful life. I have sinned against God. Admit it. The second step is to believe. Believe that God sent his son, Jesus Christ, as a peace offering. God gave you a gift. He didn't do anything wrong to us, but yet he wanted to make everything right for us so that we could have a relationship with him. Think about that. He sends a gift, a peace offering, so that you can be united with him, so that you could receive heaven's shalom, so that you could receive salvation. Jesus died in your place. He was buried. He rose again on the third day for you so that you could have a relationship with God. The third step is to confess. Confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So let's take a few moments. If you want to do that, it's time to make a decision. It's time to make a commitment. Your life will never be the same again if you make this decision. And here it is. Let's pray together. Say, Heavenly Father, I admit that I have sinned against you, against my own life, and against others. And I believe that you sent your son to die for me as a peace offering. And I believe that Jesus Christ rose from the grave so that I could have a relationship with you now and forever. I confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of my life. I receive your Spirit now. I receive heaven's shalom now. In Jesus' name. Now let me pray for you. Father, with the authority that you've given me, thank you for bringing shalom, shalom into every household, every person listening, every person watching. May your authority, God, may your peace, shalom from heaven, may it destroy all of the authorities, all of the authority attached to the chaos in everybody's life. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May his face shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance upon you and give you shalom. I love you. I cannot wait to see you again. Have an amazing rest of your day and an amazing week. God bless you.
Thanks for listening to the message of the week. Help us spread the good news of the gospel by sharing this message with friends and family. For more information, visit our website, treeoflife.church, or across social media at Tree of Life Church. See you next week.